Download the WBBM Noon Business Hour podcast, or if you missed only a portion, rewind on the radio.com app.
Music streaming service Spotify says it will let employees work from anywhere after the pandemic. Will more employers follow suit? Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, I would imagine a lot of employers that were really hesitant about work from home have found over almost the last year that it really isn't so bad.
That's correct, Cisco. And in fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been identifying this. They said even though it dropped in their latest figures by a 0.5%, it was still 1 in 4 workers, or 23.2% for last month. So it's a growing trend, especially with the technology that exists. For many jobs, there's no reason to come into the office, and it protects your workers, especially with the COVID pandemic.
So going forward, it's not just technology companies. I mean, people think of Spotify, they think of streaming. They go, oh, okay, sure, they can work from home. But it's a lot of other companies as well considering it.
Right. And in fact, one of our venture capital clients who put me in touch with a Austin, Texas nanotechnology-based company, they're looking for a CEO with a strong marketing background. And even though the founder of the company is a little hesitant to do so, the venture capitalist is pushing the chairman to have this as a work from home type of job. And there, you know, as we've gone over the needs of the particular position, direct marketing, digital marketing, et cetera, being of extreme importance for this nanotech startup, there's no reason why the person needs to be physically based in Austin. And another point is that if you do, as an employer, are open to teleworkers, it increases your pool of workers. So you don't necessarily have to have a worker. Let's say if you're a Chicago-based company, you don't necessarily have to have the best talent in Chicago. You can open worldwide, and we'll give you a better sampling frame of potential candidates.
And employees don't necessarily want to hear this for sure, but I'm wondering if employers are thinking, hey, we may be based in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, a place like that, but if we can hire people who are living in much cheaper areas, maybe we don't have to pay them as much.
That is a thought of many employers, but a lot of the tech companies have found that they have to actually ante up appropriate salaries. Companies like Microsoft, Google, Facebook, et cetera, have been paying on par with their facility workers. So that's not necessarily the case across the board, especially with technology workers. We have found that, you know, the people in very, very short supply, engineers, scientists, IT, or information technology, R&D, or research and development people, because the demand outstrips the supply, there is a need to be on par, even if you're teleworking.
Thanks so much, Scott Sargis, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp.